This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security in and around the RNC is under pressure after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources.
Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the convention. He arrived late yesterday afternoon, just a day after a would-be assassin tried to kill him in Pennsylvania. The presumptive GOP nominee posted on social media yesterday he wouldn't let a shooter force a change in his plans. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday will not affect the RNC schedule this week, so says Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming.
I have not had it suggested to me that there will be any major changes in his schedule at all, or for that matter, for the schedule for the whole convention.
Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. Wisconsin law lets people carry guns, and local governments can't enact bans. However, no one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the hard security zone, including at the convention itself. A former nurse at the Waupun State Prison will stand trial for felony abuse and the death of an inmate last year. Witness testimony at Gwendolyn Vick's preliminary hearing last week claimed she determined Williams was faking symptoms. He later died of a stroke. Vick is one of eight former employees charged in the deaths of two inmates. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One man is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Portage County on Saturday. Portage County deputies and emergency personnel responded around 5:15 p.m. to the report of a single-vehicle crash with injuries. It happened on County Highway JJ in the town of Buena Vista. 50-year-old William C. Scarce from Bancroft failed to maintain control of his 2001 Buick while traveling south. The car left the roadway and rolled several times in a nearby farm field. William was ejected from the car and sustained fatal injuries. He was alone in the car. Officials say speed, inattentive driving, and drug use are being considered as contributing factors in the fatal crash. Equipment has arrived at Grant Elementary for upgrades before the start of next school year. A grant from the Legacy Foundation is helping the district make upgrades to all of their playgrounds. Gas prices fell almost 4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $3.28 per gallon. This is 3.4 cents higher than a month ago, but 7.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.10 to $3.19 per gallon. The Southwood County Humane Society has an explosion of kittens. They are counting 47 so far, and they continue to come in. The kittens are in care at the shelter and in foster homes. The Humane Society is running out of kitten food. If you can donate, please do. You can drop off donations when the shelter is open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6, and Saturday from 10 to 4. They're located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, across from Breslawn Cemetery. There are two blood drives this week in Wisconsin Rapids. You can donate with the Community Blood Center at the former East Junior High School on Tuesday, July 16th from 10 to 3. On Friday, July 19th, you can donate with the Red Cross at McMillan Library from 10 to 3. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production of Disney's Newsies Jr. sold out for every performance over the weekend. This cast and crew worked hard to give energy and emotion at all three shows to appreciative audiences. There's only one day of rest for the theater, as auditions are tonight for the Hopo production, It's a Madhouse. Kids ages 8 to 18 are welcome to audition for this crazy show from 5 to 7 tonight. The show is in just 3 weeks from now, August 3rd and 4th. You may not want to wait to get your tickets. These kid shows sell out fast. Construction roadblocks are up on Lincoln Avenue all the way to East Riverview Expressway. you can still enter the Quick Trip parking lot near the stoplights on Lincoln, but you should exit the parking lot by the rear driveway that leads to 6th Street. You can easily get back to the East Riverview Expressway by turning left on 6th Street, then right on Dewey Street. This will take you to 8th Street South, where you can turn right to get to the stop-and-go lights on the East Riverview Expressway. You can adventure like a lumberjack this Friday with Macmillan Library. The Mead Wildlife Journey into the Wild happens July 19th from 12:30 to 3:45. The theme is Lumberjack Camp, 1858. All children must be accompanied by an adult, and registration is required for the bus. There's a limited number of seats available, so contact the library to register before they're gone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back, left center field. Adames will watch it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A 4-RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Those of you in the market for a new home should take note that there is a new listing in Beverly Hills for a cool 68 million smackers. The house belongs to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who appear to be headed towards Splitsville, or maybe they just wanted to downsize to a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch. But I doubt it, because the house has 38,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, and 24 bathrooms. The couple has been married since 2022, so it only cost them $34 million a year to live there. If that's a little out of your price range, you could move to New York, where John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Soho Loft just went up for a much more manageable $5.5 million Buku Dolores. John and Yoko bought the place in 1971. There is 3,800 square feet of living space and 2 levels. The lower level houses the living quarters, and Yoko has used the upper level as a recording studio, where even after 50 years and constant updating, it didn't make her voice sound any better. Not everyone who attended the Twisters premiere in LA last week was wrestled to the ground, but one protester was. During Glenn Powell's introduction of the film, someone ran into the theater carrying a sign that read, "There's no excuse for animal abuse. The film needs a disclaimer." The protester was referencing a scene in the film set at a rodeo where a calf's neck was twisted and it was wrestled to the ground. PETA protesters outside the event said the movie glorified animal violence. Word on the street is that the calf is a serious actor and practices hot yoga regularly and was likely uninjured. Still, there is no word yet from Universal Studios. The movie going year is just about halfway over, and Entertainment Weekly has put out its list of the 10 best films so far. The picks include Furiosa, Challengers, Dune 2, Civil War, The Bike Riders, Hitman, Inside Out 2, Thelma, The Idea of You, and somehow The Fall Guy. How many have you seen? When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man. But it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season 1 of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started, and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 84. Still muggy today. That heat index will be close to 90. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler, 79. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.